This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal prosecutors are getting marching orders on investigating evidence of voting irregularities in the U.S. presidential elections. AP correspondent Mike Rossio with details.
In an unprecedented move, federal prosecutors have been authorized by Attorney General William Barr to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities, if they exist, before the 2020 presidential election is certified on December 14th. In a memo to U.S. attorneys obtained by the Associated Press, Barr writes that investigations may be conducted if there are clear and apparently credible allegations of irregularities. He adds in the memo, it is equally imperative that department personnel exercise appropriate caution and maintain the department's absolute commitment to fairness, neutrality, and nonpartisanship. President Donald Trump has not conceded the election to former Vice President Joe Biden. Mike Garcia, Washington.
A turbulent campaign season is now followed by a turbulent post-election period, with GOP lawsuits filed to challenge the results. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Not only is President Trump not conceding to Joe Biden, his administration's blocking agency officials from cooperating with the Biden team. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This election is not over. Far from it.
Campaign lawyers have filed suit to block the vote from being certified in Pennsylvania on the grounds that Democrats are treated more favorably than Republican voters.
We want an honest, accurate, lawful count.
The president has tweeted out complaints about mail-in voting in Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin, prompting Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn to say,
tell him it is time to stop the campaigning. The campaign is over.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.